Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. On Sunday, I gather them all up in this little editing program, ramble a little in between into my headset, and post the resulting catastrophe for your pleasure and enjoyment. This is weekly challenge number 228, and the topic is Muffin Basket. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Free Read. I wonder what she's come up with this week. I guess the only way to find out is to get started. So here we go.
Muffin Basket. Your ass looks like a heart-shaped meatloaf in those pants. He always had a parting shot, compliment before they went out. Louis, you're a goddamn jewel, she murmured while patting down the last strays of her updo. Arrive early, leave late. It's all so predictable. A game to see who could not hold their liquor and made a complete jerk of themselves. Who would be first to break out crying? Come on, Muffet Basket, drive me home. He breathed beerily into her ear. Sure, baby, sure. She reminded herself to remove Cliff's phone number from her bra first thing.
Thank you, Free Read. And yeah, it is important that you remove any slips of paper from your clothing. Otherwise, they'll get ruined in the wash. Yeah. Do you know how many times that I've left Kleenex in my pockets before sending the... Oh, man, it just pieces everywhere. I buy Kleenex based on how pretty it looks when it's shredded and covers all of my laundry. All right, let's see who's next. And it's Tom. Tom? Where have you been, Tom? Oh, my Lord. After all this time, Tom has returned to us. I hope there's some sort of explanation in his story. Maybe his story will be all about his adventures. Or perhaps he was in a Turkish prison. Drugs for everyone. Well, here's Tom, and I guess we're going to find out.
Hello, Night People. This week's challenge heralds a doubly cool milestone. Phil Norvald Joe has produced 100 100-word stories. But more amazing still, he hasn't missed a week in 100 weeks. Congratulations for reaching the golden monkey level. We gave transcripts of Phil's stories to a room full of monkeys, and amazingly, the end product was the first four books of the Bible. Who'd have guessed? Thanks, Phil, for all your stories. Tonight's story is entitled, Who Lives on Drury Lane. In order to increase attendance, Sally Rand Junior College decided to add a burlesque class to the fall schedule. On a dare from her friend Ida Hampton, Muffy Rainwhite signed up for Neo Striptease 101. You gotta have a gimmick, reminded the instructor, referring back to the musical Gypsy. Muffy turned to Ida. What's your gimmick? I'm thinking Ida and her iPad. You know, techie titillation. What about you? I'm going Martha Stewart, a sort of poppin' fresh theme. Muffy and her muffin basket. As the footlights rise. Hi boys, I'm Muffy. Want to be my muffin man?
Hello everybody, my name's Gypsy. What's yours?
Thank you, Tom, and welcome back. Thank God you're back. These people have been driving me crazy with all their stories about muffin baskets. And it's good to know that you're still keeping statistics on this stuff, because I'm not good with numbers. Oh, and, you know, that reminder that Norvald Joe is at 100? That's cool, because I didn't think he had sent a story in. Then I go to Gmail to see what's in, and I realize, oh my God, there's a note in the spam filter. I wonder if it belongs to Norval Joe. We'll find out in a bit. So, thank you, Tom. Welcome back. And I guess some mysteries were meant to remain mysteries. I think it was the Bermuda Triangle that got him. Don't you? Next up is TJ. He's the one who came up with this topic. I guess he had one up his sleeve for it. Let's find out what TJ has in mind. Those North Dakotans, they're crafty, you know. Actually, kind of arts and crafty. I remember getting this hand-woven basket. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am on vacation this week, and this is an end to hostilities. I don't know exactly what I expected. I figured for your president's announcement, active combat would end. Probably forces would rotate out as needed. Probably there'd be some violence, but mostly because of the instability. We don't have water in some places still. We jokingly call those places New Orleans. We have TV here. But I'm sure we'll all get the electricity and water going soon. But I was surprised, finding on my doorstep this morning as I rose for morning prayers, the U.S. sent everyone a muffin basket with a card signed, "Sorry about the war, love, Obama."
He sent a muffin basket? Oh my God, that's so nice of him. He's really nice. Thank you, TJ. You know, I should... Is there a way for me to send... Do they send muffin basket? Is there like a 1-800-Flowers but 1-800-Muffin basket? And do I really want to know what that gets? And which of you is going to be crazy enough to call that number? Every time I say a 1-800 number, somebody ends up calling it. They say, oh my God, do you know what that is? And I'm like, no, that's why I mentioned it in the podcast, you know, because I have no idea what it is. I mean, come on, you know, dude, give me a break. I don't do anything for myself, you know. So, yeah, I guess we'll find out next week what 1-800-Muffin Basket is. Oh, dear. Now somebody's going to get trouble because it's going to wind up being like some ICBM launch code. An IBM launch code. Yeah, they're going to fire off 370s at each other, giant mainframes. Next up is somebody new to the podcast. It's Murray. Murray, yes, Murray. Yeah, you heard me correct the first time. Although you probably heard me wrong the second time. And the third time, I don't want to know what you thought. So, here's Murray.
I've been working for years on my compound. Odorless, tasteless, highly explosive. It hasn't been easy to find a compound that is so volatile, yet resistant to heat and impact. There is only one way to test the prototypes. Thankfully, I've got all my fingers. Mostly. When the first demonstration is complete, I'll be rich. It don't matter if the Defense Department fired me. What's this? The baggage inspector asked. Just muffins. Blueberry. He eyed me suspiciously, taking one and breaking it apart. He waved me through. I left the basket in the bathroom. Armed, of course. Demonstration time.
Thank you, Murray. And thank you, Barry Corbin, if you were a midget. Yeah, I know. That isn't quite Barry Corbin. I mean, the man is in everything, you know? But still, you know, it gets to you. Then the world becomes Barry Corbin. Is he still alive? I could look him up on IMDb. You know, the How Stuff Works guys, they declared Anne Murray dead. And she's quite alive. In fact, she has a Twitter account, Anne Murray 1. Oh, my Lord. That's got to be... I'm sure that they're just flooded with MP3s at this point. So, well, yeah, because they do how stuff works. Never mind. Thank you, Murray. I'll shut up now. First row of holes. When you're caught in a hole, stop digging. Next up is Abigail. She's still here? Cool! I'd hate it if she left and then went away on a long adventure. As long as she came back like Tom did, I'd be okay. But still, you need world experience to write stories. But, you know, it was just so long. So long! But now she's back. Wait, she never left. I'm confused now. Here's Abby. Maybe she'll explain it.
Ooh, baby. You know I love how you move that muffin basket. Oh, come on, honey. Shake that sweetness. That's it. Spill that hot and good my way. Yeah, give me some of that. I gotta have some of what you got. Bring it on over. Bring it. Bring it on.
When the paramedics came, Verdeen just said, he teetered on off his stool. And hey, can you folks hurry on? I got kids to get to, and I still got the grill to scrape down. Her thighs fighting the length of the counter, she swabbed unmercifully.
Oh my, Abigail, you're so naughty. You know, the whole idea of grilled food. Oh, my God. I'm down to 204 today. And that's 204 pounds, not stone or tons. It means I'm down 51. I gotta get to 200 by the end of the month, I think. I know I'll make it, if I try. And if I don't try, I don't know what'll happen. What's really weird is that I went down a little, even though we had baked garlic and brie and bread for dinner yesterday. But it was an early dinner, and I didn't eat anything after that. I was good. And I went to sleep and had a full night's rest, and I'm just amazed. Usually all that many carbs and all that cheese fat, that'll do me in. So I don't know what the deal is. But I just track day to day, and you don't get too obsessed on the individual data points. You watch the trend. So after I'm done here, I go for my walk, hopefully an hour or two. I've loaded up podcasts on the iPhone. Maybe I'll do a recording, a long, rambling, crazy thing. We'll see. We'll see. So thank you, Abigail. I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad all of you are still here, keeping me company in my season in hell. Next up is Zachman. I think Zachman's getting crazy. What do you think he's going to do? Well, time's up. Here he is.
Dearest Guido, thank you for the muffin basket, complete with the little wicker basket brand container. I think that since I am currently involved in no court activities, you may have sent them to the wrong address. I sincerely hope not to be mistaken for your target. Thank you again. Blueberry muffins are my favorite, and I was overjoyed until I read the card. Hope yous enjoy these blueberry muffins, just like yous will enjoy a long life if and yous don't testify, and yous should know that no one alive has ever testified against me or my friends.
Aw, that's so sweet. He included a card. Well, thank you, Zachman. Whoop, wait, hold on. Okay, your move with... Who is LOL, anyway? I've been doing this goofy words with friends thing. Okay, let's see. They did a Z on it and Zit and 12. And I really want to... Okay, I'm losing by almost 100. So I need to be careful here. By the way, Words with Friends, I am is full of crap on there. So if you feel like beating the living daylights out of me, go ahead. Horizon Darkstone, oh my God! She kicks my butt every time. Oh Lord! She found a better site to cheat using than I found. So, wow. I mean, my God, she kicks my butt. Okay, so I'm going to do Eyed, E-Y-E-D, and then I can build up from there and do God, G-O-D, but it's lowercase because that's what Stephen Hawking would want, and that's 13 points. Okay, so Words with Friends, if you've got an iPhone, I don't know if they have it for any other platform, maybe iPad, which is also part of the Apple conspiracy, but Words with Friends, it is free, if you can put up with the ads. And that's ADS, not ADZE. Ads is a cutting tool. Or it's $2.99 if you don't want to deal with the ads, which also is a cutting tool. Anyway, I'm babbling enough. This isn't like, you know, Norm Sherman and, Happy Birthday Robot. I should have gotten that Happy Birthday Robot game. That would have been fun. I mean, then kids would have gotten it. Maybe I should just buy it for some kids. I'm babbling. I'm plugging. I do not have advertising. I do not have sponsorships. I do not have money coming in from this. So anything that I tell you is truly from the heart. Okay, you don't believe a word I say. Next up, who's next? Stephen the Nuclear Man. Usually he's early, but he's been busy recently with all this cool stuff that he's doing. So he's back, and he didn't have as much of an adventure as Tom did, but I'm sure that he'll share some of it. Please? A little? Just a hint?
Check out the link in the show notes. It should be the link to The Burning Servant. It's one of the stories in Mike Stackpole's Chain Story Project and written by yours truly. And you can find it on my website. I hope you enjoy it and this story. Hansel shoved the girl up against the rough tree. This ain't what I wanted. I don't have anything else, she whimpered, the red fabric of her cloak draping over her eyes. Grandma just made the muffins. No cookies, no cake. Hansel looked back towards his sister. What do you think? Gretel walked out of the shadows. I think we have a little girl who brought the wrong gift and now can't find her way home. Oh, Red Hood said, all I have to do is take a left here and... Gretel drew her knife. Not can't. She won't find her way home.
Fable Chick Fight. That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Stephen, and congratulations on getting your story in Michael Stackpole's thing. I know that he does Second Life talks. I just haven't gotten all that into those. I just write my stupid little stories and keep my head in the sand. And I have fun with them. Because all this whole achievement thing and, oh, I've got published and all that. I don't want to waste paper. And I know there are ebooks and Kindles out there. I just don't want to learn them. I just want to write and record and a singa and a danca. By the way, if you like twisted versions of Little Red Riding Hood, Toxic Mengus of Second Life has done a Machinima, a.k.a. Avatar Puppet Movie, and posted it on YouTube. Look for Toxicmenges. Ooh, maybe she'll do one based on this story by Stephen. I don't know. Phelan does some weird things. She also released the newest Divas. Polymorph! Polymorph! Oh, I'm sorry. Squeak! Alright. Next up is Narval Joe. Remember when I told you got caught by the spam filter? That's why I have you people sent to isfullofcrap@gmail.com. Yeah, I've whitelisted your addresses, but sometimes Google gets stupid. This whole new priority mail thing, then they're going to have super priority mail, and then ultra super mega powerful priority mail, and I have to remember to check the spam filter. It forwards to my main account, so I know that they've come in, and I know to check Gmail before doing this stuff, at least usually. I get kind of stupid sometimes. But I don't automatically delete all the spam. I just look through it and see if there's an attachment. And that's why I have you set the subject line to Weekly Challenge and the Week so that I can spot it instantly before I've had my coffee, before I've had my morning walk, and before I've gone into the hot tub with Rick James and all the hookers. So here's Norval Joe. Oh, you want to hear more about Rick James and the hookers? Well, tune in next week. Maybe that'll be the topic.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, where this weekend we have our second issue coming out. I hope you'll take the time to go to flyingislandpress.com and look it up and see how many cool stories there are and how many might interest you. We are available now on Amazon.com. You can order it direct from them. If you do that, send us a copy of your receipt and we'll send you the audio free. This is episode 228 of the Weekly Challenge with a prompt of Muffin Basket. I'd like to point out this is my 100th consecutive 100-word story for the Weekly Challenge. My first story was number 129 with a prompt of Light. If you remember that one, you might recognize a little similarity between that story and this one. A lot has happened in the last 100 episodes, at least for me. Since that first episode 100 weeks ago, I've done quite a bit. As far as my writing goes, I've improved quite a bit, I think, I hope. My 100-word stories probably haven't. I still don't spend enough time working on them. But I have written two NaNoWriMo novels, currently unedited. I'm on my, I think, 16th episode of my ongoing story that's now being shared on Compassion 365. I'm at about 28,000 words on that. And I've had three short stories accepted and published. The upcoming one will be published in a book by Critical Press Media. And I don't know when that's coming out, but it was a real cool story. It was a lot of fun to write. And I'm waffling. Well, here's my story. I struggle back up the dingy aisle, across greasy, grimy linoleum tiles, toward the door and the light. Memories of past events, stories, vague and rotting, like the decaying cardboard containers abandoned amid the debris of collapsed soup can pyramids and piles of worm-eaten wicker muffin baskets. I look back. How far have I come? 100 aisles, 10,000 steps. Each week another aisle along, yet I'm farther behind the old man, the guide, the master. He waits at the exit, his midget and his monkey at his side. He teases me and calls, "Don't forget the bacon salt." Well, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week, and hopefully for another 100 weeks more.
Yay, Norval Joe. Thank you, and congratulations on all the things that you've done in the past 100 weeks. It's good to hear when folks like Stephen and you and others get their stuff published. And those of you who aren't here anymore because you're off on big gigs, just drop a line. Let me know how you're doing. Maybe we can do a roundup of where are they now? Where are they now? Probably with restraining orders. Oh, well. By the way, in case you need to plan ahead, you need more time on stuff, remember that I think in 2 weeks, the topic is going to be pirates or Talk Like a Pirate Day or something like that. Anything pirate-related, because it'll be Talk Like a Pirate Day. So that'll be fun. You've got plenty of time to get planning for that. And October 10th, which isn't a special day at all, except for it being 10-10, the topic is 10. Now, if you write 10 stories for that, you'll be frickin' crazy. But it's okay. You are allowed to write more than one story a week. And I may wind up writing 10 stories for that week. So we'll see. Yes, it may be time for me to actually write a story for this weekly challenge. Because we all know, I don't write them on Sundays. Okay, let's see if they actually believe it. So here is a complete stranger from the planet Z who wrote a story and sent it to me, but never sends in a recording. Here's Planet Z.
moment we put the wicker basket in the window, Muffin decided that it was hers. She climbed up on the table, crawled into her basket, and curled up for a long nap. She wouldn't let anyone or anything near that basket. When she saw Mr. Tigger sniffing the basket, she screeched and angrily chased him off. And she shredded any magazines and shoved away any balls of yarn we put in there. One morning, she crawled into the basket, went to sleep, and never woke up. It's hers forever now. We buried her in the backyard in it.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Muffin Basket. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all of that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on the site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Now, if you don't vote, only a few votes will come in, and then Planet Z ends up winning, like this past week. So who knows what the next topic is going to wind up being? Okay, actually, I know what the topic is. It's books. But still, who knows what the topic is going to be? Also, there's links to people's sites in that poll, so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers. Maybe send them, I don't know, a basket. Maybe with some bread-like objects in it. Perhaps muffins. Exploding muffins. Music in the background. By Guy David, GuyDavid.com. He's somewhere in the world of Warcraft. I don't know which shard, which village. As long as some platinum blonde chick isn't pointing at him and saying, polymorph, polymorph. Okay, some podcast business. I just set up 100wordstories.com on Twitter. No, it's 100 Word Stories. Who wrote this crap? Oh my god. Anyway, this past week I've been pretty bad about announcing when people send their stories in, so you know that they came in. I mean, TJ was a little worried, a few others, and I'm like, whatever. But now that I have Seismic running on the iPhone, I should be able to keep up with it, because TweetDeck has been acting really weird. And I don't want to run TweetDeck on the laptop, because it'll lock it up because of Adobe Air. Ugh. Other places you can put your stories: Escape Pod, Merciless Storytellers, which I have no idea where it is. Will is just missing. I'm worried about him. Flying Island Press, they're accepting submissions. And the Dribblecast, where you post to the Drabblecast forums, and then somebody records it. I had another one recorded. I have like a batting average that's like Albert Pujols high over there. My God. Also, you can post them to DeviantArt. I've been posting a few text of stories, and mostly people turn their nose up at them because they don't involve disgusting and weird and other creepy crap. Anyway, thank you for listening this week, and be sure to tune in next week, and there'll be more of this 100-word story stuff tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. Also, if you're looking for live readings of these stories, oh man, have we got live readings coming up in Second Life. Hold on. Okay, I've got somebody going off on Ouroboros here. That's just disgusting, Jen. Come on, calendar. Open, damn it. Okay, so we've got a list. All right, I do them every Wednesday at 5. All right. And then, okay, September 12th, there's a comedy and music festival somewhere. I have no idea where it is, but I'll send up a note. September 7th is West of Ireland. Oh, crap. That's Tuesday. I better get some written for that. And then, let's see, Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th on the West of Ireland. And then, well, hold on, let's see. Chilbo is doing another, oh my god, Chilbo. Okay, this is cool. Matthew Perot, a.k.a. Matthew Broyles, the Matthew Show up from Fort Worth. He does some music, and then I throw in some stories. And then I do this thing called the Lindenholm Companion in there, and it's very strange. And I'm assembling the next one. So those are a few. And hopefully, if you're into Second Life, you don't have to spend a dime. But if you do end up spending a dime, you wind up spending a few $1,000. So don't spend any money. Just go in there as like the cardboard box robot. And if you look in the upper hut, I've moved the reading room and the clock tree from the lower hut to the upper hut, which used to be the bedroom, but why do robots have bedrooms in the tub? So it made no sense. It was just for smutty purposes. I'm sure that there were... every day I would come in and there would be like these two newbies in there. And it's like, oh my god. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm going to wrap this up and head out the door and go for a really long walk so you can enjoy this while I'm giving myself a heart attack. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this week in and week out. Congratulations, Norville Joe, on 100 weeks straight. And 100 weeks sober, too. And as always... keep it brief. Closing.